daf was Pesachim daf Samachalov, so the Gemara raises the question, Pesach Shashachtu B'Sharim Moshashanah B'Shinui Bailim Mahu. In yesterday's daf we learned that a carbon Pesach is shechted with the Shinui Kodesh, is shechted the shame of carbon Shlomim during the rest of the year, then it's going to be kosher. So our Gemara raises the question whether shechting the Pesach during the rest of the year with a Shinui Bailim, with a different kind of thing that's normally possible, having in mind for a different owner, would that make it kosher? Because Pesach has this unusual din, that when you do something that normally makes it possible, but you do it the rest of the year, all of a sudden it becomes kasher. So Rava differentiated between a Shinui Kodesh and a Shinui Bailim. Originally it sounds like he makes four chilukim, but the Gemara says only two of the chilukim actually hold true. And at the end of the day, he paskins the Karban Pesach during the rest of the year for somebody other than its owner is the same thing as shechting a Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach stam, for no owner. And it's kimi she'en lo Bailim bizmano. It's as if you're shechting for someone when there's no owner on Erev Pesach, and that's going to be possible. So it's not the same as Shinui Kodesh the rest of the year. Then the Mishnah Amud Aleph discusses two ways that a Karban Pesach can be possible. One way is you shecht it for the wrong people. Shalol Yochlev, Zakenim, or Cholim, who can't eat it, Lolim Nuyav, people who aren't registered, Arelim, who don't have a bris mila, Temeim, any such group of people is possible. If you shecht for a combination of people who are ineligible and eligible, then it's kosher. But if it's purely for ineligible people, it's possible. The second way that the Mishnah says Karban Pesach could be possible is shechtu kodem chatzos. If you shecht it too early in the day, pasuk says bein arba'im, so it means only in the afternoon. What if you shecht it before the karban tamid? So that's wrong, you're not supposed to, but it would still be kosher. The Mishnah just says you should have a guy sitting there mixing the blood so that the blood doesn't congeal until you do all the avodos hadam with the karban tamid. So the Gemara goes on to discuss some of the categories of people that the Mishnah had mentioned. The Brisa says that b'michsas teaches us, the word b'michsas in the pasuk, that ain't a pesach nishchat el lemnuyav, that you have to shecht only for people who are registered on the Pesach, and then Shana Lav La'akev. It says Tachosu as a second way of emphasizing that point to tell you that if you don't shecht for people who are registered in it, it's going to be possible. So Gemara says that's great. That's for people who aren't registered. Shalol Li'ochlev Minalan. How do I know that people who are just incapable of eating a kazayis, that you're not allowed to shecht for them? So the Gemara answers, the Pasuk says Ish Lefi Achlo Tachosu. So that links the halacha of shechting for people who physically can't eat it with the halacha of shechting for people who aren't registered, and therefore, just like people who aren't registered, you can't. It would be possible to shecht it for them. It's possible when you shecht it for people who physically can't eat it. Shechtu lemolin al menashe ischapru bo arelim bizrika. What if a person shechted the Karban Pesach so it should be eaten by people who have a bris? So he did that right, but he had in mind that the zrika should count for people who don't have a mila, so that they'll be able to be yotzei their Karban Pesach. So that's a machlokas amarayim. Rav Chisda says it's possible because yesh machshavas arelim bizrika. Shechting with kavana to do the zrika for arelim has the ability to ruin the entire karban. Rabba said it's kosher. Ein machshavas arelim bizrika. Machshava to have during the zrika for arelim does not have the ability to ruin the entire karban. So the Gemara explains that both Rabba and Rav Chisda based their opinions on the same brisa. And then we only have one explanation of Rabba and Rav Chisda. Today's daf, tomorrow we're going to have another one, but that the brisa discusses whether having an arel as part of a group would ruin the karban pesach for the rest of the group as well. The word Zos, said in the context of the Isra of Narel, teaches that we treat a case when part of the group are Arelim, that it would still be kosher. So the question is that that's only Zos, only in that case. So Rabba understands that when part of the group are Arelim, that would still be kosher, but having the entire group being Arelim would ruin the Shechita if everyone was Arelim. When it comes to Zrika, though, Afilu Kula Arlanami lo pasli, even if everybody's an Arel, then Ein Machsheva Sochlim Bezrika, it's not going to matter, it's still going to be kosher. Rav Chisda understands that no, the Zrika of Arelim is different than the Shechita of Arelim in the opposite direction. Whereas by Shechita, only if the entire group of Arelim is it going to be pasli, when it comes to Zrika for Arelim, Afilu Miktsasanami pasla, even having part of the group being Arelim would pasl the Zrika. We treat Zrika more strictly than we treat Shechita, because the Lomik Vapigalel of Zrika, the Zrika is the determining time when we decide if something's going to be pigle or not. But then the Gemara rejects this explanation of the Machlokas between Rami and Rav Chisda, because it relies on the assumption that V'chol Arel teaches about intending only for Arelim. But maybe that's not what V'chol Arel means. Maybe V'chol Arel really means Kol Dehu Arel, if there's partial intention for an Arel. And then the word Zos would teach that both Shechita and Zrika are only possible when they're done exclusively for Arelim. So in the next daf, we're going to have to see a different explanation of the Machlokas Rabbi and Rav Kristo.